I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I'm not a demolitions expert.
There's a mathematical equation that they have.
No. It's not. Let me just...
Jack, you're a goddamn genius.
Chekhov's dynamite.
Has this place become so foul and corrupt?
Having a little jog.
Duck and cover!
How do we even go about it?
What a terrible idea.
It's a bit late for that now.
It takes a big dwarf to admit he was wrong.
Do whatever the hell you want.
It's double jeopardy and a second explosion can't kill you.
That's...
Is that...
Even I know that's not how double jeopardy works. And I'm the dumb one. Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is Season 2, Episode 77, Double Jeopardy.
MVP this week is Suda, who's been live blogging their listen on our Discord and said that they're a big fan of the fact that the owl seems to be from Minnesota. I try my best, Suda. You are this week's MVP.
Yeah. Shall we do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I feel like a good D&D party is often characterized by the way that its party members complement each other, right? You have people who fulfill different roles. There's like... people who can lockpick and people who can talk to animals and people who can, you know, heal and all that stuff. Everyone's got kind of like their own role within the party, right?
Yeah.
True.
I mean, of course, there are like meme versions of party makeup where it's
all bards.
Yeah.
I hate playing games like that. They're the worst. They're always funny in concept and everyone has such a great time making the characters and you play and you go...
Oh, shit. None of us can fucking hit.
Wait, we were just clobbered by a group of goblins.
Yeah, absolutely. And thinking about that this evening made me think about the roles within a heist movie.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So, interesting. In order to pull off a successful heist, you can't have all of one genre of person.
No, you need a driver.
We're all just bomb people.
You definitely need a world-class acrobat. I'm not sure why, but yeah. You need one.
And just one person who's really good
looking. You need an inside man.
What I want to know is if the five of us human individuals were to... commit a heist.
Okay.
Cops don't listen. What? Turn this off.
If you're a police officer, you have to tell us or else it's entrapment. Please write in.
You have to.
Dice Shame.
And you get a magic hat that gets you one extra skill.
What's our email address? DiceShamePodcast@gmail.com.
The joke landed.
the thing.
Yeah, yeah, it was good.
If we, the five members of this podcast, were going to be committing a heist, what role would everyone...
Alex Guthrie is, without a doubt, in my mind, the wheelman.
Oh.
I absolutely 100% yeah. agree.
He would...
I am glad you said that, because that's what I was going to say.
Without a doubt, be getting us out of there. We'd be running the car, and they'd be like, strap in.
Yeah.
And
the wheels, hopefully got your seatbelts on. You know,
spinning.
Yeah.
That'd be him.
Agree. 100%.
Thunk, thunk. That was Rob.
That, for me, was the only person... Well, yeah. I've got a couple other ideas, but for me, that was the one big check mark was Alex Guthrie behind the wheel. For yeah. sure.
Thank you. Yeah, thank 100%. You. Thank you. Because that... like I said, I would have pegged myself like that.
Because you're too much of a wild card for anything else.
Well, no, that's the real honestly, reason.
Because of his previous intro story about 150 episodes yeah. ago, where he talked about taking the railroad tracks at 60 yeah.
ludicrous
kilometers
speed.
An hour.
I've also seen him drive. He's a dangerous driver, but he's definitely fast.
Dangerous.
But he's consistently.
But sometimes you need that.
He's definitely the right kind of driver for a getaway driver.
Funny you say that, because I was sliding around on the 407 this morning.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, I know you.
Hold, handle.
But Alex is not the man in the van. I believe that position belongs to Rob Diobald.
Oh, you mean like the Overwatch?
Yeah, he's the guy who's taking in the communications. He's breaking into the, what's it called?
Hacking.
Yeah, he's doing all those hacking things.
Rob is a hacker.
I was almost thinking, you know, Rob also plans. I think he's like also kind of the guy with the plan.
No. The man with, I wouldn't follow a Rob plan. No offense, Rob.
Well, no.
Listen.
There's like the face, and that's hard.
Well, hold on. There's elements of the plan. Would I trust Rob implicitly overlooking schematics? Absolutely. Would I trust him to like know the inner workings of like a building and all that kind of shit?
He knows every pipe.
100%.
That's what I'm saying.
But in terms of the overarching like how we do this, I would be
no.
Who's the plan man? Is it me?
I would be the plan man. Absolutely.
I don't know.
I'd be the man with the plan.
You're the man with the plan?
100%.
I'm gonna say Harlan. You're sort of the man with the plan, but you see, Rob's actually developed the plan. You're implementing it, adding flair.
A good plan doesn't have flair.
Making sure everybody is on board. You're really instrumental in leading.
You're confusing Red with... You got to understand, I edit this podcast. I mix master. Yeah. The level I put into this and all of my works, I put on a lot of guys because I like the face aspect of it too. But when it comes to orchestrating this stuff, it's a tight, well-oiled machine, Dice Shame, for the most part, as well as the other projects I'm a part of. I've worked with a lot of you in other ways. I absolutely have a good bird's eye view of the way things can kind of fall into place. And when it comes down to it, I feel pretty strongly about certain things.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I will be the leader because I will not follow your instructions.
Correct.
I think Alex Nersal is the gear. So she's the one who goes in
with the bombs.
She's the one who cracks
the safe. 3-4 duffel bags.
Has one of everything in her closet.
Yes. I think she's the handy person.
Need a boomerang? I got
Carlin's
it.
Looking up into the middle distance like he's...
I'm wondering. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I could see Nersal playing like what's that woman's name? Rodriguez? What's
Michelle Rodriguez?
Yeah, I could see you playing like that kind of character. You got the cargo.
Is it because I'm a chick?
Well, no, but because you've got the
brown
like
hair. I don't
okay,
know.
Fine. Should I say like the Rock kind of like, you know, you got the
the FBI agent working against the
camo
fast
pants, kind of like the tank top and the bulletproof vest with the pockets and the guns hanging out.
I can see Nersal as the inside man, the person who's like working in there.
Ooh,
like sneaky,
she gets
you know?
A job in
well,
the agency.
Yeah, because you're intelligent, you're able to like bluff to an extent, but no one's going to put you under direct questioning, as well as like you have a amicable way that you'd be able to get, you know, comfortable with everybody in the building to the point where like here's the scene. I could see Nersal being like, Jeremy, let me put my your coffee in your room for you type shit. Grab his key card. He's like, oh, thanks, Alex. You swipe it. You put his coffee in, but on the coffee is the bug and it's in the security room and you say, we're in, and then you leave. Like you're in the place becoming friendly with everybody because you enjoy that sort of...
You do make friends easily.
You excel at that sort of social, you know, economy type thing, but with a mischievous edge, you would be able to kind of use that to your advantage. You know what I mean?
I like that.
I have this vision of, like, the entrance of the bank, and in walk Alex and Rob, and they're like, you know, they both kind of look at each other and give a nod, and then they enter the bank and go in different directions. They, I'm going to Teller 6. You go to Teller 2.
That's what I mean.
This
well,
is
like,
where we scope, and Rob's like looking around at where the cameras are, and Alex
I'm
is like,
amicable, but I'm too unlikable. Like, I would, I could be like, hey, but like 2 hours in, they'd be like, I don't like him. I don't trust him.
I don't want him to get me the coffee.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I could see Nersal. What do you think, Nersal?
It's hard because there's not, you know, who defines these roles? I mean, really, who's to say
that? Well,
there's
the expert. One person is like the person who's like actually hacking the thing, which I don't think exists in this.
I was going to say that's like Rob. That's like kind of Rob's the infotech guy.
Did Rob break
it? I don't know that I'm a hacker, or at least that's not a skill I currently have. I'd love to have that, but.
You could, though. I think you could manage it.
Harlan would be like, oh, well, we got to go in this way. And then Rob's like, actually, technically, that won't work. We've got to do this.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Yes,
definitely,
well, actually,
expert.
Yes.
I can absolutely see him correcting 100%.
No, I was...
Rob is nothing if not the well actually guy.
He's the well-read person who's going to make sure all
and
of...
Nurse was like, let's just blow through the front fucking door. Yeah.
And if he's not, he'll learn about it.
Exactly.
He'd be like, actually, you know what? Leave that with me for an hour. Then he walks into the room and comes back with 10 ebooks on the subject.
A bunch of schematics, and he's like, here's the proper way in.
Absolutely.
So what are you doing then, Joe?
And Joe, you're obviously the sex appeal. You're the one who like walks in.
That's just because you're married to
end.
Me.
No.
You're the titties.
You're the one who walks in at the end with like the sequin, like with the slip up and like the handbag and like, you know, giving the, and
I'm
like
the person
all
who
eyes
distracts
on you.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you're like at the craps table, like rolling double sixes and you win.
You're the one that doesn't get in the getaway car. You're the one that walks out with the owner of the establishment.
Oh, that's 100%. Fun. I like
but
that.
But you like drip. You drip poison into his like drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll blow on those dice.
Yeah, you're the floozy.
Whoa, could you blow on my dice for a little luck?
I'll be the floozy. That's fine.
Oh, I thought this is a double entendre.
And what were your password last 4 digits? Yeah,
but I get to wear like a gun way high up on my thigh, right?
You have to.
Yeah.
I have to. At
no,
least one.
Syringes. Because you're like, you got like the medical science background too, right?
That's
like you know how to give them just enough to keep them on the toilet diarrheaing without...
I give everyone diarrhea. It's so sexy. That's why my stiletto heel is a knife, and also you're shitting your brains out.
Sex appeal, diarrhea. That's what I'm here for.
That's right.
Okay, but tell
I've
me
just
I'm
poisoned
wrong.
You. I've got the antidote right here. And they're like,
you're not wrong.
It should start acting in any second. And then all of a sudden you hear like,
I think I do well as a fixer in the way that if I'm working, if I get stuck behind the scenes, then my general skill is having to clean up the messes that other people have created.
Oh.
Says things go wrong.
I think that's fair and true. But if we're doing a heist and we need a fixer, we're doing a bad job at a heist.
This is a bad heist.
Are you saying that we were doing a good job at a heist?
Yeah. Inside, floozy, expert. We
so
are.
Alex is like the, may not be part of the heist if everything goes well.
No.
Well, a fixer is like...
Having done a risk assessment, you would decide whether you're in or out about 3/4 of the way through the movie to be like, yeah. No, you guys are fucking nuts. I'm out.
You're the fucking turncoat.
Ooh.
You're the one on our team who ends up flipping on us, and that's what gets us into hot water 3/4.
I was supposed to lead this party.
But then we find out it was the whole part of the plan.
I was going to say, that's the flip was orchestrated from the beginning.
Yes.
And that was the real flip.
The
plus, also, she does the explosives. I'm standing by that.
I still
think you're the inside man, but fair enough.
I think there's something. I think there's something about my personality that makes people think I'd be good with blowing shit up, and it's pretty consistent.
I was just about to say,
I enjoy this.
You know, it's like we all jump in the getaway car and we meet at that random spot on the side of the cliff highway. You know, in that like turn off parking lot.
I parasail in somehow.
And yes. Then we all get out of the car, and Alex is there, and she tosses a new set of keys, and we get into a different car, and she drives away in the original getaway car. And then you don't know what happens, but you know that we all kind of like look at each other. We go,
which car was the money in?
Oh, no.
That's where I pull up in the car.
Oh, yeah.
The correct car.
Yeah.
Whee!
You mean this one, the Chevy Cruze?
Well,
Tom.
Regardless, I think we would make a pretty bomb team. In the same way, we make a pretty bomb team.
Yeah, we need six more. But...
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Let's do the D&D.
Let's do the D&D.
Done.
Dunned, dunned, dunned.
As the minty, tingling sensation of the Myconid's hallucinatory communication fades, you open your eyes. Doran, Jack, Mari, Red, and Alistair all stand at the foot of a huge cave-in, having made an appreciable dent and just now broken through to the other side, albeit only a small hole.
What do you mean, context, Doran? How is it anything other than taking that as your cousin is clearly betraying you?
Well,
and your family, for that matter.
I mean, you can't take that out of context, really.
That's what you just said 2 seconds ago. What, are you re-summarizing because it's the start of a new episode or something?
Look,
are you trying to reiterate what you were saying?
I don't know how to say this, but I kind of spaced out between the last sentence I said and what you
just
said.
It's only been a few seconds. Are you implying that it's been weeks between recordings that you don't remember what you just said seconds ago?
I think what I'm getting at here is...
Everyone just has a nosebleed.
I've been on vacation for days. What are we doing? Mari's got like a coffee in her hand.
Where are we?
All right, look. Time is not on our side. If Gautier is malicious, and clearly he is in his intent, maybe Doreen is at risk. We need to get out of here fast. We can't take our time moving one stone at a time.
Well, there's one risky option that doesn't involve magic.
Oh, good.
Is it using Doran as a battering ram?
I don't think his head is thick enough.
No, and maybe, Alistair, I don't know if you've ever seen... dynamite, but used to be an engineer. Maybe you can help us figure out a way to set this in the wall in a way that's going to clear us out and not kill us, Jack says as he reaches into his portable hole and pulls out the dynamite we rescued from Zosenbaffel.
Whoa. You want to blow a hole in the wall?
You're the one who said time.
After it just came down because of an explosion.
Time is of the essence. No risk, no reward.
Jack, you're a goddamn genius.
It's double jeopardy, and a second explosion can't kill you.
Even I know that's not how double jeopardy works. No. And I'm the dumb one.
You guys are all chatting, and in the background, Doran is just, you know, going back and forth. You see him. He's moving, coming out of this mushroom trip like, we got to get these rocks moved. So as you guys are chit-chatting, and I think even, you know, maybe there's a moment where Jack... when he goes to turn to Alistair, you see Alistair and Doran like continually moving these rocks while you guys are chatting.
Yeah, Alistair is helping Doran slowly move these boulders, and he turns to Jack and he says,
I still am, technically.
So I'm not a demolitions expert, and this dynamite is 500 to 1,000 years old, so
good luck.
Who knows what's going to happen, but we gotta get out of here and where... How do we even go about it?
And Red takes it from Jack's hands and tosses it to Alice.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
Take it on, buddy.
The important thing about this dynamite, okay, is that you can't just put it up against a wall and hope for the best. You gotta find the perfect place to nest it and put it amongst some stones and rocks.
We got a Myconid-sized hole.
Yeah.
Would you know how to do that? Like, where to place stuff?
Would a stone cunning intellect help?
Yes, absolutely. If only we had some kind of stone or rock expert.
Alistair,
amongst us.
I hate to break it to you, but I know a great deal.
You do?
I'll do it.
All right.
Don't worry.
Where should we put it, Red?
Red pushes past Doran, hand on face.
You know, just the guy. He's right over there.
And then I run over and I'm the one standing there. Like I pointed to nothing and then I ran.
Looking at this rock wall, mm-hmm. my question is actually going to be more, how far are we from making our way through moving these boulders by hand?
You would estimate like a good 40 minutes to make a hole that's big enough.
40 minutes? I'd like to roll stone cutting and see what I know about possibly placing this dynamite in a good position. 10 total.
Doran, you know kind of just general basic stuff about rock slides. For instance, the further you try to enlarge this hole, the greater the chance is that you're going to cause more rocks to fall down, potentially in dangerous ways. You kind of have to go about shifting these boulders strategically, which is why it could take you some time to build a hole. As far as the best place to put dynamite, your guess is as good as anyone else's.
Well, okay. And Doran is inspecting the hole. Now, let me just chime in here. Since you guys are considering throwing some dynamite into this, there's a mathematical equation that they have which determines where and when you can place dynamite. Now, I don't know that mathematical equation, okay? But I do know this, that if you put a piece of dynamite into that wall, it's definitely going to cause more trouble than what it's worth.
Well, if we put it in willy-nilly, of course, but not if we use this math that you talked about.
Well, look, no.
And Doran, using his skill and knowledge, points up the wall and he says, "Now you can't see this, Red. Well, maybe you can, but it takes a trained eye. Look where the slide is. Look where it's going to come down. If there's anything..." And Doran starts pointing all over the wall at these like random positioned rocks.
Doran, and Red grabs Doran's shoulders. "Do you not realize what just happened? Your mother is in trouble, Doran. And she lies on the other side of that rock wall. This dynamite is the quickest and most powerful way through."
"You know what, Red? Do whatever the hell you want. But I'll tell you this much. That dynamite better not go off while I'm near there and I'm moving those boulders. And it's not going to take me long. In fact, the longer we stand here talking, we're going to get through that wall. And I guarantee it. So, do what you want."
And Doran scoots away, kind of.
"Why are you angry?"
Chekhov's dynamite. We'll just put it back in the bag and use it again later.
Yeah, let's not do the fun plan.
Alistair turns to you, Mari, and he's like,
Can you get Doran away from the wall for long enough for us to set up this dynamite to go off?"
"Oh, I mean, I can try." And she sort of looks over at Red and let's say Rob again, damn it.
Well, but see, now it counts. Before you could have stopped yourself and it wouldn't have upped the counter, but now it just spun over. One more.
Rob and Jack?
Yeah. It's up the counter. Look over and give them a little shrug. And she's like, "Hey, Doran, quick thing. Can you come over for a second?"
"Oh.
It'll be quick.
And Doran like annoyedly throws the boulder that he's holding like further than where he's been piling the rest of
it. It almost hits the myconid, but just barely doesn't.
Oh.
Yeah, and kind of stomps over to you.
"Careful with that.
Mari, can you not see I'm trying to get through this rock wall so we can get to my mother and possibly save her life?"
No, I know. Just, it's a quick thing. You know, I just gave you that ring and I have a quick concern about it only because the magic can be a little unstable. So I just want to take a look at it and just make sure that
it doesn't
you know, do anything weird or turn your hand into a fish or explode itself and you lose a finger.
Fine, whatever. And Doran starts to like remove it.
No, it's fine. Just show me your hand. And she like,
"Here, I'll just give it to you. You can look at it."
And then behind the two of you, like you your backs like turn away from the wall.
"Well, I don't know. I guess put the dynamite away, Jack. There's no point in trying to..."
"Psst, guys."
"What, Alistair?"
"Yeah. Now's our chance. Let's do it. I've wanted to blow up something with dynamite like this ever since I was a little baby gnome."
"You want
to
kill Doran?"
No. Doran's busy over there. Quick.
"Oh, well, look, I think he might have had a point about, you know, the wall, but, I mean, you're a Duragon now. Maybe you know something. Can you see anything?"
Alistair goes over to the wall and casts a quick eye over it, and he's like,
"I mean, I think the best idea is probably just to shove it in this hole, right?"
"Sure. I mean, you're an artificer. You're the one who knows this kind of shit. If you think it's smart, go for it."
"I mean, smart."
"Jack and I will run behind this boulder and cover our ears." Stubs. You have subs too, right?
Oh. He unwinds this ancient
I love the idea that Doran starts looking over and Mari's like, I heard that foraging metal is really quite easy.
Here, just take just take the ring. Just take the ring.
No, 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 no. It's let me just look right now just as is, okay? And I also want to check the fit to make sure that it's like properly fitted. It's not cutting off circulation.
Mari, there's like times for this and times not for this. And this is not one of those times for this.
This is it's fine. It'll take a few moments. It's fine. I just want to make sure that it's all okay, that the magic is safe.
Oh.
Meanwhile, the sticks of dynamite are loaded into this little myconid hole. They're like busting out and kind of like tumbling down a little bit of the rock wall. Oh, and close up on Alistair's quivering fingers as he gingerly twists together all of the fuses into one giant big boy fuse.
Slow pan over his shoulder where Red's eating an apple and like, be careful, buddy. You don't want to mess.
And then he pats his pockets and he's like,
I have no matches.
I don't smoke. If I smoked, I would have matches, but I don't smoke.
And then he looks over at you, Red and Jack.
I smoke. Hold on. Doran!
And Red runs over and like fishes into Doran's pocket and pulls out his lighter because he smokes all the time. He always has a cigarette lit for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to grab his lighter.
What the hell?
Don't worry about it.
And Red runs the lighter back to Elsa.
What are you doing with my flint?
Yeah. Doran, just look at me right now, okay? Don't engage with what Red is doing. He is only trying to distract
you. No, it's got to be I dropped the ring. We got to duck down. And
Mari, Doran sort of leans in.
Doran, if you pull your hand away right now, then what's going to happen is your fingers are going to blow right off.
We're only going to have like 5 seconds, okay?
Doran sort of leans into you, Mari. He's like, if I didn't know any better, I'd think that Red was trying to distract me or something.
We hear the flick of a lighter.
You gotta trust him, Doran.
Trust him.
And then the hiss of the fire working its way up the fuse. And then for a second, nothing.
Duck and cover!
Doran, I think it's time we run.
Run.
And she just grabs it and pulls.
The air is full of boulders, and just this huge pressure wave knocks everyone off of their feet. Luckily, it seems like none of you have sustained any major damages as you brush yourselves off and the dust begins to settle.
What the hell is going on? I said not to dynamite it. Don't you know what you're doing?
We're saving the day is what we're doing.
It's a bit late for that now.
Wait, did anyone pick up the mushroom and bring him away from the explosion?
Yeah, I got him. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
It's on my shoulder.
Oh, that's not the mushroom. That's okay. You know what?
Just pretend the mushroom on his shoulder's alive. Let's go, everyone.
He's fine.
Leave the myconid.
He's tucked up inside of Jack's wizard hair.
He's not Kieran.
Yeah, this is a character Joe made. She cares about this one.
That's right. That's right.
Now you get it.
Now we're all on the same page, finally.
Yeah. Quiet, Doran. Alistair saved the day. Let's get to your mother as soon as possible.
So, but like, was there any resulting damage from this, or would it actually just clear?
Of course not.
Yeah, so the tunnel passageway is now clear. It's full of tons of fucking rubble and stuff. And if there was anyone else on the other side, they're definitely not anymore. But you guys are all fine. Good job.
Doran sort of stands up and dusts himself off. Oh my God. What a terrible idea. We're lucky that worked out.
Takes a big dwarf to admit he was wrong. Let's go.
Let's go save your mom, Doran.
Yeah.
And Red starts running out towards the way towards Scarborough.
They all together.
What's your running order? Is everyone running?
We're hustling.
Yeah.
Sure.
Having a little jog.
It's like that scene in Lord of the Rings where it like zooms out and you can tell when it changes from real life people to,
except it zooms out and the camera bumps into the wall on the other side. Yep. Because we're underground and
yeah.
And it's pitch darkness, so all you hear is just a bunch of people running by.
Hey, they spent a lot of time underground in Lord of the Rings.
And I was talking about an underground shot when they're in Moria and they're like trying to run across.
Oh, maybe I was thinking the top of the mountain when they're on the other side.
I was thinking
classic.
Fair enough. Doran runs out, taking the lead through this destroyed, broken rock slide wall.
I'm coming too. Red will take up the rear.
I think Alistair is probably close on your heels there, Doran, eager to prove himself.
I'm coming, mama!
I think Doran's sort of given him a little bit of the side eye. Like, that was really dangerous and stupid, but doesn't really have time to stop and talk about it.
Yeah, we're busy now.
Adventures to have.
You come to a now familiar passage when you passed on your way to the graveyard earlier today. A deep but narrow chasm cuts through the stone floor underfoot and is spanned by two wooden bridges. On the other side of this chasm are several figures.
Oh.
You see several dwarves, and
oh God,
they don't look terribly friendly based on the bristling weapons that they are all armed with. There is also a curious-looking earth elemental-type creature.
That's no good.
Doran runs up and approaches sort of this bridge that's got a group of dwarves on the other side.
Doran, now that you are fairly close, you see that they are all wearing the same kind of armor that the militiamen from Gotir Brighthelm's manor were.
Have they seen me? They...
Yes, they appear to be waiting for you.
Oh. Doran sort of halts when he sees this group of dwarves, and he turns back towards his companions who are running up slowly, and he says,
do we want to go across this bridge where they're clearly waiting for us? For who knows what reason.
Wait, why don't we just tell them to get out of the way?
No, just ask nicely.
We're on a mission. Maybe they're coming to check out the explosion.
Sure, that'll go well.
Yeah.
Bully him around. You're a sergeant around here, man. You're a big deal. Yell at him a little.
Or just avoid and go that bridge.
What's going on? Why have we stopped?
Red, there's a group of dwarves on the other side here waiting.
Well, just push through them. We gotta get to your mother.
One of them begins to walk forward and then points at you across the bridge, Doran.
Didn't expect to see you up and walking, Iron Fist. Not flattened by the rocks.
So it was you. You must be Gotir's men.
It was you that created the rock slide, wasn't it? Red shouts from the back of the party.
The dwarf that is in the far rear of his party speaks up, and this dude looks different than the others. He's got like a bandolier across his chest that looks like it's covered in grenades.
Oh.
And he nods at you and he goes, that'll be me, son. That'll have been me.
Son.
He's talking to me, I think.
Papa?
I am much younger than all you. You all look very old.
How dare you.
Look, it doesn't need to go this way. Doran, tell him. We just want to get past him.
It's true. You know who I am. You know why I'm here.
You're not getting into that city, Doran.
And why the hell not? Has this place become so foul and corrupt that the people of my own cloth deny me access to see my dying mother while my cousin threatens her with her life? You sicken me, you people.
To me, Doran.
The man in the front takes another step towards the bridge. He's almost standing on its wooden slats.
You are the coward. We haven't seen your face around here for 25 years.
Coward? This is the axe of Thorold Flametongue. That's right.
You step to us, I'll fucking kill you!
And see this shield here? And he clangs his chest with his fist. This here is the breastplate of Captain Nurgle Chaos Hammer. I took down two giant thanes, and we still have three more to go. Who the hell are you? And get the hell out of my way.
And Doran crosses the bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody roll initiative.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Mari, what'd you get?
I rolled a 14.
Harlan, what'd you get?
12.
Alex.
An unnatural 21.
No. Oh.
Jack?
14.
Mari and Jack, you both have 14. Who wants to go first?
Mari can go first.
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right.
Does Doran get close enough where he's doing one of those tough guy things where he pushes his chest up against this guy's chest?
Yeah, you guys are in melee range.
Like,
with
we're each in
other,
each
so
other's
face. If you
want to
touch him on the chest, that's
yeah.
fine.
I'm like, what are you going to do about it?
Red looks to Jack, kind of with a panicked look. This is going down. You got this? Are you okay?
I'll figure something out.
All right. I got your back if you need it. Just let me know.
Thanks.
Do you need like a weapon or something? A dagger?
Jack pulls out the dagger from his belt where he was practicing with Doran not too long ago and says, if nothing else, I've got this.
And he cuts himself immediately.
Ow.
Oh, God, you are a dweeb. Thank you to our wonderful patrons, Adam Fry, Afflicted Adina, Aizu Yukai, Allison Wright, Alistair, Anne, Atholagoff, Axel, Barry Jennett, Casey, Cecil Lee Wilson, Sherry Rose Anderson, Christopher, Colin Burkhart, Crow, Daniel, Dippity, Flynn, Gareth Bradshaw, Haley, Harper the Mox, JD, Joy Robinson, Julie Holderman, Jury, KR, KM, Cade, Lasagna, Last Ruth on the Left, Leader J, Liz, Lorelei Feldman, Manda Pants, Merrick Smoon, Matilda Rushing, Melinda Curley, Moon, Oakland, Quill Bennett, Regan, Ren, Scotty, Shannon Waldner, S-Ray 96, Tegan, Tea Kettle, Tony Pepperoni, Trin, Waffle 427, Xander Morning Dove, Zach House, and Zephyrus. Thank you so much! Woo!
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.